Six Nations elected council members discussed the possible impacts that could be felt within the community surrounding the newly elected U.S. President Donald Trump and his effect on the Jay Treaty Border Alliance. The Treaty Alliance is comprised of First Nations and tribal governments in both Canada and the United States, and the group works to protect the rights of First Nations individuals to travel freely across the Canadian-U.S. border. Six Nations Councillor Helen Miller explained her concerns during the January 28th General Council meeting and the potential impact that the newly elected U.S. President Trump will have on the organization and Six Nations members looking to exercise their right in crossing the international Canadian-U.S. border freely.
My other concern with that is Donald Trump. I heard on a TV today he's going to really tighten up the borders. So my concern is that going to impact us? And I think it probably will impact First Nations trying to cross the border. So that's something we got to keep an eye on. They're going to tighten security. They're going to be, probably going to be very more difficult to get across. So we need to look at that.
Councillor Miller also detailed her concerns on President Trump imposing a potential 25% import tariff on goods crossing the border.
The other thing I just want to mention, I didn't mention it earlier, was those tariffs that he's going to place on Canada. They're hoping it's not 25% like he said, because I think that's going to impact our community. So we need to keep aware of that as well. It's going to impact our community for everything that we buy and all, you know, what stuff you buy. You'd be surprised all the stuff that you buy from the United States. That list is long. So it may impact getting our supplies or something like that, anything, medical stuff, supplies, any kind of supplies that might come from the States. I don't know. So I think we kind of need to keep an eye on what he's doing with those tariffs.
Some Indigenous communities and organizations like the Assembly of First Nations, Chiefs of Ontario, and the Mohawk Council of Ganawage have begun to write formal letters to the U.S. President informing him of the inherent rights of Indigenous people within North America. In a January 21st open letter to President Trump, Assembly of First Nations National Chief Cindy Woodhouse stated, quote, "This land has been home to sovereign nations since time immemorial, with inherent rights to our lands, waters, and resources that predate colonial systems. Many of our nations have territories on both sides, crossing the U.S.-Canada border. Decisions made in Washington or Ottawa directly affect Indigenous peoples on both sides of the line, and yet our voices are rarely heard. This must change. Our inherent and sovereign rights must be respected and upheld," end quote. Councillor Leslie Green detailed a recent move by President Trump where he called for the United States Department of the Interior to fully recognize the Lumbee tribe of North Carolina as Native American, and that gaining his support could be possible.
I just want to mention that Trump, just 4 days ago, he granted in his country the Lumbee Nation, which has over 60,000 members. He gave them their federal recognition that they'd been seeking for decades. So I don't think he's entirely against First Nations people.
Councillor Miller says she would like to schedule a representative from the Jay Treaty Border Alliance to discuss these issues with council so that both Six Nations elected council and the community are informed on current matters.
I think it's probably time, because I don't think we've ever had it, a really in-depth information on the Jay Treaty Border Alliance. We've never had one. And I think it's time we do that now. And just to fill everybody in on what, because I know some councillors are not that familiar with it, but I think everybody needs to know what it's all about and what's going on and whatnot. So if we could get the, I know Ava Hill was doing it for quite a few years. I don't know if we can get her to come and do it, or that the one that's doing it now, what's her name? Corrine Francis, I think. I don't know what her name is. She might come, but she's new, so I don't know how much she knows. But anyway, I think we need to do that.
Councillor Cynthia Jameson agreed with Councillor Miller's remarks for council to work with the Jay Treaty Border Alliance to be more informed on the subject.
I do agree with Helen that I think it was mentioned before. I know our agendas have been very, very, very busy, and we've all been very busy, but that directly affects us. And I do think we need to be in the know as a council, and also to continue that work on it with the Iroquois Caucus, which feeds into the Jay Treaty Border Alliance.
No timeline was given for when Six Nations elected council will meet with the Jay Treaty Border Alliance. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.